The advance of Islam throughout Europe and the United States is separated by only a few years. Europe's a little ahead of us, I would say. The sleepiness of the citizens at large, the complicity of political and many religious leaders, and the seeming full-scale commitment of the media to advance the cause for Islam is literally nothing short of astounding. To watch the insidious advancement of the enemy of the world and the amazing ability to neutralize opposition can only be explained when you link the globalists and their agenda for world domination and the establishment on both sides of the Atlantic as they together seem to utilize Islam as the tool for the creation of chaos out of which global government, they believe, will be demanded. Now, this has been going on for a lot of years, but it was Donald Trump during the campaign 2 years ago that made this connection and made it public. And in this segment, I want to talk with IQ Avrasouli about the status of the Islamic jihadist goals to destroy Europe and the United States. IQ, candidate Donald Trump saw what was happening with the insidious Islamic snake. Now, in your opinion, what is the status of the Islamic jihadist snake now, after a year under President Trump?
It's still continuing, unless and until Donald Trump declares CAIR, C-A-I-R, the Council of American Islamic Relations, as the enemy of the state, the Muslims will undermine America. Donald Trump is on the right track. The enemies who are greater than ISIS to America are the enemy within, the news media, the leftists, the Democrats, the liberals, and the globalists.